and see. Bring it up, bring it up. You locked into the Ari Diaz Show. Let's go, go. With Ari and DJ Taj. It's boominglive.com.
Heavy hitter. Suckers.
Famous. I can tell by how she moves, she wanna taste it. She knows she wants, she gon' take it. She move for me raw now, but I ain't got no babies. I'm up on her walls now, this little bitch gon' crazy. Ain't covering no hoes now, these bitches overrated. I know what I want now, I need a bitch that ain't gon' faze me. I blow it back on her and she call me baby. And I just had a threesome with DR. And all these bitches know who we are. And I just had a threesome with DR. Give me a night, girl, I'ma make this up and slip. Give me 2K, I'm walking in. If it ain't about money, I've been staying out the mix. You don't got my heart. Expecting me to change, you got the spin on me. Got a question, wanna know if you feel the same about me. I feel the same about me. Drop. I'm ducking my ops. Gotta stay with chop, chop, chop. Them niggas, they watching me, they watching me. I like what you doing, baby, drop for me. I know you screwing, why you lie to me? Don't lie to me, girl, don't lie to me.
DJ Taj.
I be with them snots, suck your chain, nigga, real nigga. You know how I feel, nigga, ain't got no deal, nigga. And I just had a D7 D.
Bring it up, bring it up. You locked into the Ari Diaz Show. Let's go, go. With Ari and DJ Taj. It's boominglive.com.
We in the building, baby.
Yo, 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 what's good?
We in the building, baby.
Nah, that's a vibe, right?
Let them know who's the artist on that song right there.
So that's my artist. He goes by the name of Navi Nas. He's from the Bronx. He's just coming up, but he definitely has some fire in the stash. He did that remix, but he sent it over to me, and I'm like, yo, this is crazy. At first, you know, he did a little snippet, and I'm just like, really? This is what you got? Like, really?
Oh,
especially
so,
if that's my song.
So you heard the snippet before it even came out?
Yeah, I heard the snippet before it came out.
It's funny, because I had liked the song. Like, I think I posted, like, a little video or something on the gram. I liked it. Bro sent the song to me instantly, like, just texting me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My phone was do-do-do-do-do, and it was him. And I bumped it. I'm like, nah, this is crazy. So I ended up running it on Shade 4-5. Like, I think this week. Was it this week I ran it or last week?
Yeah, no. Last week. It was last Monday that you ran it. Yeah, he was hype about that. You know, and they were showing him mad love. So that's dope, though. I appreciate you for that.
Shout outs to Nazi Nas, man. You know what it is. It's that Peru remix. It's out right. Wait, did he drop it yet? Or was it knocked out?
Yeah, He dropped it. It's out right now. I believe he has it on his SoundCloud. It's available on his SoundCloud. So
go run the numbers up right now, man. Shout out to Hype Man Ricky. Hype Man Ricky on the check-in right now. You know, he always locked in. Shout the Flavor Enough. Just got off the air just now. Shout to E Breezy. You know how we get down on a Wednesday night. It goes down right here to Ari Diaz Show. Ari Diaz, Lil Taj. We in the building. Ari, what's up with you? How your weekend went? Because we skipped 1 week of the show.
Yeah, we did skip when we get a show. You know, sometimes it get busy for both of us.
Facts,
I'll be
facts.
Busy with school, working. I'll be all over the place. But my weekend was quite productive. It went by kind of fast, but it was good, though.
Was you at the Grammys?
I had a good week. What?
Was you at the Grammys this weekend?
Yeah, I was low-key. I was touched. Wasn't nobody going to notice me. That's, it was like Kanye had on a mask.
That's why we didn't do the show this week, because Aries at the Grammys.
I sure was at the Grammys. I was just low key ducked off.
Yeah, I heard the Grammys was crazy this year. I didn't get a chance to watch it though.
You know, matter of fact, all these awards have been crazy during the past week. Cause you know what I'm about to talk about. The Oscars, bro. Like, what happened?
Entanglements. That's what happened.
Be serious with you. Nah, like, okay, everybody knows what happened at the Oscars. Obviously, it's everywhere, you know. Will Smith and Chris Rock, they kind of got into it. Well, I would say Will Smith really did.
Smacked them.
So, I don't know if it was a joke that was written by him or, you know, production or whoever. However, you know, Chris Rock stated something about Will Smith's wife and currently, you know, Jada Pinkett,
mm-hmm.
which you all may know. She is currently, you know, she's like diagnosed with alopecia. So, you know, which
so
is like,
what exactly is that? So the people who know,
it's basically when you're experiencing hair loss. Mm. So I guess she went the route of shaving, you know, all of her hair off, and she's beautiful regardless.
Of course.
But you know, internet can be a cruel place. People can be cruel. And I feel like, for me, in my opinion, they're celebrities, well, comedians, I should say, that sometimes they can do too much. They can pick at the wrong person at the wrong time. And yeah, maybe it wasn't the place for him to react, but you got to think about it like this. For the past 2 to 3 years, Will Smith has been on the media constantly, yep. You know, and yes, it has to deal with more so him and Jada's situation and marriage and situationship. But at the same time, you know, it's none of people's business. Just because they're celebrities, they're famous, you know, they're on your TV screen, doesn't make it your business. But, you know, people speculate, they throw out different rumors and different things, and that can hurt somebody's feelings.
Right.
Feelings. It doesn't make them like superheroes or immortal, or like if they don't have any feelings, you know, like if they're robots, people look at them like, oh yeah, they're famous, they should expect that, they go through that all the time, that's gonna happen all the time. It may happen, but sometimes people take these things and they internalize it. And yeah, in his speech, like he said in his speech, sometimes you as an actor or celebrity overall, sometimes you do have to pick up a smile and look in the camera, act like everything's okay, but behind closed doors, they may be going through something, you
so,
know?
So
they
let me ask you, feelings. Do you think that Chris Rock was wrong for that joke?
Yes, for in my opinion, yes.
And do you think Will Smith was wrong for smacking his lights on his head? All right, look. Hold on, before you answer that. Before you answer that, for those that missed this past weekend or this past week at the Oscars, this is mm-hmm. what went down this week.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude. It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
And you know what's crazy? Even after the fact, the day after, I get on Instagram to see this man right here on this show with me. Remix. Tell me what you did.
Listen, first of all, y'all blame Ari for that, because she the one that's always in my ear talking what? About. So you need to be on top of stuff. When stuff go viral, you need to be dropping it. So I took her advice and did what she said.
I was
and
talking
dropped
about
the
music,
remix.
A song, not a situation.
And guess who the first person who liked the post?
I did. Ari I ain't Diaz. Gonna lie. I ain't gonna care. I'm gonna support you through it all, but Ari still, Diaz. Like, I'm like, this man is crazy.
She was the first comment, the first like, the first share, all of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but we dropped the remix.
Into that anyway. Was that something that you wanted to do yourself, or somebody talked you into that? Because what?
What's funny about that is that, all right, so I dropped it on the gram, and we dropped that song. We did the song probably like 10 minutes before I dropped it on Instagram. And I knew that 5 o'clock was coming. So I'm like, yo, 5 p.m. I'm going to be here real shortly. I hit my bro Trick. So I said, yo, start this song. We got like 20 minutes. Let's do some bull on this. And he did it. I added my part to it. And see, that's why I ain't had no cover for it. I just threw Will Smith smacking bro in the face. You know what I mean? That was a cover. Just smacked him. That was it.
I'm so done with you, bro. I'm so done. I seen that and I'm just like, is he serious?
Had to.
Are you going to drop it for them right now?
I think I should drop that a little later. I don't want Will Smith to, like, you know what I mean?
You know what? You know what I mean? We're going to go on to the next song, because yeah. You know what? You deserve that smack if you're going to get it.
Listen, man. Yo, shout out to Lil Durk. Shout out to Summer Walker. They got this new song right now called Difference Is.
Yes, sir.
I seen you share it on your gram recently too. I know you feeling that song.
I did. I've been sharing it a lot. But listen, I was on that song when they had leaked it, a snippet of it last year.
Before Summer jumped on it.
You know, I'm always on shit. Early.
Before she jumped on it though, right?
I don't Yeah, it was before she jumped on it. It was just only him. Like, it was only a snippet of him. I didn't even know, like, Summer Walker was going to be on that show, song, excuse me, and she was going to be a part of the project. But it definitely meshed well with both of them together on a track.
Well, let's get into this right here, man. Brand new Lil Durk, Summer Walker. It's called Difference Is. It's the Ari Diaz Show. Ari Diaz, DJ Taj, we up here. Hit us up right now, baby. We locked in.
Pussy dripping on you deep. You trying to get nasty. When you spending six figures in a store that got a bag. You can't blame me. The shit you doing, it got me bragging. When I touch your head, when you get it done, you turn it ratchet. And the difference is, my bitch bad and she killing them. And the difference is, we don't put the world in our business still. And they keep asking. Sexy little bitch put on her mink lash. I'm talking Gucci glass or Chanel team jacket. She gon' get it without accent. She on queen status. You riding solo in that foreign, don't need to pass the blunt. I know them niggas feeling stupid, whoever passed you up. I put my fingers in her private in the restaurant. And she get mad when I'm off them drugs, cause I don't come fast enough. I'm in her tummy, steady coming, I give her another little. She steady running, pussy yummy, cut on that Justin Bieber. When I was nothing, gave her a 100, I did a couple features. Don't let her see the other side, I be with them demons. And the difference is, my bitch bad and she killing them.
DJ Taj.
And the difference is, we don't put the world in our business still. My bitch a rider, my bitch a rider. 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 My bitch a rider, my bitch a rider.
Yeah, bring it up, bring it up. You locked into the Ari Diaz Show. Let's go. With Ari and DJ Taj. It's boominglive.com.
I remember claiming Dipset. I had some b****s on my line. I told them get they lips wet. Lock that door, where them bows at? Search for his gun, where his pole at? We on his where his shows at? He get away, we on his where he parole at? I be hating when these rappers call these rappers brothers. Only the family in my ass, we got each other. I popped a perk and drunk a gallon, man, that hurt my stomach.
Man, what?
Doing the dash inside the lounge, that made me vomit. From the back, I pull her hair, she screaming while she coming. Got four of them G-locks, they be clutching every time they serve. Gang. With all that rah-rah like you like that, come around, you nervous.
Gang.
Sneaky talking like you like that, now you acting turbo. Yeah, you ain't like that, you ain't catch a murder. Eyes be threatening me on my DM, we ain't never worried. Bleed, free the Steve, yeah, I call him Kirk. He be to himself and he'll catch a murder. I'm smoking weed, I don't fuck with dirty. Can't trust an E, cause he's dirty. I feel like Gleech when I clutch my 30. Get out the street, you touchin' 30. D-Ski been trappin', he just touched the 30. Rich O be capping, but you know that's Brody.
Yeah.
Hey, Buka, put the switch on for me, broski. This is looking like this.
No.
Yeah. You ain't my brother, you ain't my dog or homie. We got poppin', that ain't all our homies.
Yeah, you see.
Bring it up, bring it up.
You locked into the Ari Diaz Show. Let's go. With Ari and DJ Taj. It's boominglive.com.
Movie.
Movie. It's a movie outside.
Heavy.
Now, you know what? I can't wait to get back to the city already.
Why is that?
So I could be outside.
Oh, so you just using us. You want to come back when it's nice out. That's what you want to... You left us because it's cold, and now when it get the sun is outside, now you want to go.
I'm not gonna deny that. It's too cold out there. I needed to warm up so that I could be outside respectfully.
Well, listen, you know we spoke about the Oscars, and we know we tapped in a little bit about you being bougie going to the Grammys this week. You know what I mean? But one thing we didn't tap in is to let people know how the Grammys exactly went. Now I didn't get a chance to actually watch the Grammys this week. Did you?
I didn't get a chance to see the Grammys at all. I just seen like clips of it being posted on social media.
Was this like a good year for the Grammys, you think? Like from the kind of clip that you've seen, would you say this was a good Grammys?
I don't know. You know, I haven't been really into award shows since I was like younger. I feel like, of course, over time they change.
Right.
And a lot of people feel a way towards these award shows. Because of the fact they feel like when the votes and the ballots are in, it's not real actual supporters and fans really voting.
Right.
You know, right. It's people that may be of a opposite, you know, race and maybe a little older that they don't even listen to the type of music that is in these categories or these artists at all whatsoever. So, right. You know, people have their own opinions on the awards, but I do feel like they changed over time. I haven't really sat and seen an award show that I could really enjoy in a really long time. However, there have been, of course, when these shows come around, it's always controversy over it.
Did you see?
There was obviously a reggae category, and I believe it was a group of white men that actually won. I think they've been out, I want to say, since the 80s or 90s. I was preying through the comments, you know, when people were posting about this.
Right.
And yeah, people had, like, they were up in arms over it because it's like this genre of music is really, you know, African Americans. And yes, music is very diverse, very diverse. However, when it comes to these award shows, you notice that a lot of people of color kind of get overlooked or rejected or low-blowed.
So I was going to ask you this. Did you see what happened with Queen Naja this weekend about the Grammys?
No, I didn't.
So apparently everybody was like asking her like why she didn't go to the Grammys this week. And it was two things that I read. So I don't really know what was the real reason why she didn't go. It was definitely one or the other. The thing that she actually wrote she didn't go is because she said she wasn't getting awards. So she's no longer going to award ceremonies when she's not getting rewarded anyway. She thinks it's a waste of time. She'd rather do her own shows and make her bread. Because she did a show that night at the Grammys. So,
which makes sense.
You know, I think the same way. But, you know, her fans was like, yo, you need to go there to network. And this is how you get your Grammys by. Which is true, too. They're definitely not wrong about that. But then something that I read, I'm not really sure. This is, what's the word called? Allegedly. Allegedly, she didn't go because she's not vaccinated. And she felt like she shouldn't have to be vaccinated to have to go into the Grammys. That's what I heard. So I'm not really sure how true that is. But yeah, they was talking about that at the radio station a little early on. And they was telling about the story. They was like, yo, Queen was saying like she not vaccinated. So she don't feel like. You know, I guess that was like a mandatory thing. Everybody that was at the Grammys had to be vaccinated. She's like, yo, I'm not going there. So I'm not sure what the real reason was, but I seen that she wrote on her Twitter about her not being rewarded. So maybe that's the case. I'm not sure.
Right. You know, people be making up their own stories and stuff. But however, if that was true, I just think that we're a little past, you know, the virus with this corona. Right. Virus and everything and having us stuck inside doors. Yes, people still have to be cautious.
Facts.
You know, when they're going out being around groups of people, it doesn't mean that it completely went away. However, you know, with this mandatory mandate that they have in certain places, it just doesn't make any type of sense because you're going to be at certain parties with a group of people. You're going to go outside. You're going to be around a group of people anyways. So it's like, what is the actual point of mandating this at certain, you know, events or shows? Because exactly. It just doesn't make sense at the end of the day. It doesn't. I think it's more of an image thing. That's what they're gearing towards. It's just an image thing, like, you know, to make themselves look good.
Listen, man, it's the Ari Diaz Show. It's a Wednesday night. DJ Taj, Ari Diaz, we up here. Hit us up on Instagram right now. Let us know what you think at the Ari Diaz, at DJ Lil Taj. I want to get to this new Yo Gotti right now, man. Shout out to 42 Doug, ESTG. We cause one cold gangster, all right? It's the Ari Diaz Show. Shout out everybody that's locked in right now, man. Janita, I see you out there. You know she always locked in and tapped in with us, all right? BoomerLive.com. Let's go crazy.
Yeah, you see. Steve.
Bring it up, bring it up.
You locked into the Ari Diaz Show.
Let's go,
with Ari and DJ Taj. It's BoomerLive.com.
And can't be fucked with, incorporated.
It's going heavy in the streets right now, baby. Yo, Gotti, 42 Doug, ESTG, Cold Gangster. Let's go.
I want some cold gangsta shit. I might get blocked out of the industry. Ain't wiping no hoes, no cup of goals. And still don't feel my enemy. Ain't squashing no beef, I'm frying it. If it about the money, I'm trying it. The price been high, it's 30 a brick. Water been tight, flying in. Let's say goodbye to the ghetto and welcome to wealth. 90210, behind the gates, Mulholland Estates. I might turn this bitch to the trap, though. Hey, there go the neighborhood. Neighbors been bitching, cause they heard a lamb in the driveway. At 1 in the morning, disturbing the peace. It sound like a plane when I drive away. My father rose on the lawn. Fuck it, ain't got no alarm. New Richard Miller, my I'm a king, you a pawn. I'm a legend, Tupac, Biggie, Big Pun, Woo, Raekwon. New Elvis to the city. In Detroit, morning, Big Sean. I'm on some cold gangster shit. I got a little bitch on the west side. Couple little healers from South Mims and another little healer from the east side. I can adapt to the pain. I understand the poverty. Why would I let a record label fuck over us when I did the robberies? Never gonna happen. They told me watch what I say in these raps. But they fuck around sentence me. And you better watch what you say out your mouth whenever you mention me. You not relatable. I'm a street nigga and they're not debatable. Trying to buy loyalty, they're not available. I got a 100-round dick on this AR and I hold it stable.
All my bitches are bad teens. Bitch, shit on me, so what?
Fuck on.
Ho, get me hitting the Benz.
Yeah.
Bitch, wanna fuck in a truck.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not fuck with friends.
Shit,
yeah, long she down, I'm up.
Bitch, don't ask my name,
I'm doggy.
Ooh.
Get it hit twice, don't call me. Her shit, I fire, I'm stalking. Beat her ass down in the office. Make her hit a high with Benz.
Lean, weed, drink.
Bitch, run off, get painted. X was a hoe, we ain't. Turn blood, nigga, yeah, bitch, he can't. Gotta pay me to park, no shit, I'm famous. Nigga like smoke, not me, I'm raining. Put in the air, make keep going, then put in her hair. Link 120, little hoe, these cares. Rolls over hoes, hey, bitch, we sharing. 380 for the water, what they want for the clearing. How you bought the truck, I'm saying. Hurts, wanna fuck, take chance,
come on.
If I had a friend, I'm playing.
Yeah, 200 in chains, I'm dancing.
Bitch,
fuck a nigga, hoe, she friendly.
Ho.
Rat.
On fire car, not renting.
None of them.
None of these bitches
can't tell me.
None of them.
Ask around who run the city.
Me.
I was just running the streets. Me and my brother, we both had an onion apiece. Staring, I'm clutching my yeek. Look, 2 more seconds, get daily with fucking with me. Turned out my brother's the beast. Whether they want it or not, I'ma cut them a piece. I keep my gun when I'm sleep. Double the number, 100 ain't nothing. 200, you done in a week. Who wanna run into me? They really running from beef. Scared to go get something to eat. Can't even order in peace. Once it was war with no peace. Remember it vividly, we hit a 4 in a week. Who bought more order than me? Gave you a purpose and much stuck around, help you work it. I never said I was perfect, but flawless as soon as you change up, falling like leaves at the end of the August. I hit it twice and he bought it. Open her mouth, but she caught it. Walking this shit like I talk it. Smoke with me, niggas be coughing. Face him, put him in coffins. First murder with a revolver. And I did it on my lonely. Big G, the one and only.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no skeleton in my closet. I'm a real street nigga, no flaw, flaw. You know what I'm saying? The niggas just cowards, man. You know what I'm saying? We stood on this shit, still standing on this shit.
Yeah, you see.
Bring it up, bring it up.
You locked into the Ari Diaz Show.
Let's go, though.
With Ari and DJ Tosh.
Oh, yeah.
It's boominglive.com.
Movie.
Y'all can't see, but Tosh being a fat ass right now.
My bad for that. I'm just over here. I tried doing the low too. I got the shrimps over here, my scallops. I'm over here trying to get back quick to the microphone, but you know, this food was hitting. I'm like, all right, let's see if I should make it back on top.
Nah, gang, you gotta eat. You gotta eat, gang. You know me. You know how I am with food.
I done seen you eat a million times during the show, before the show, after
Tread
the show.
Lightly.
In Tread person, FaceTime, lightly. Zoom. You don't care what it is, what platform it is. You don't care. You going it.
I'm eating anywhere now, but to get into some new music, you know, NBA YoungBoy, like, he really been just moving.
What been happening with him recently? Because I've been seeing some his name floating around a lot.
It's just, you know, his name is being tossed all over the place. But on a good note, he recently pre-released, I would say, from his album that he's going to have coming out. I think it's going to be coming out in August, I'm going to say, of this year. But he released 7 songs from the project. It's a 30-song project. And he already released 2 full-length projects previously.
I'm about to say, because I feel like we just was talking about him like a few weeks ago.
Yeah. No, we was. Like, his work ethic is crazy as an artist. And his numbers do not lie. So apparently, according to Daily Loud, he surpassed Biggie Smalls with the 20th most week spent on a Billboard 200 in chart history.
Wow.
And he's only 22.
Wow.
That's crazy. A lot of people can't even compare or say that. You can compare music and, you know, at this point it's your opinion, but his right. numbers do not lie. Like, he's one of the most viewed artists on YouTube.
Yo, and it's crazy because he also one of the only artists that don't really rock with other artists. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that his streams is like that and he don't really do features too much, you know what I mean? He don't really feature on other people's songs. This is just him. Like, this is what he do. You know what I mean? Shout out to NBA out there.
There's one track on there. It's called I Got the Bag. Let me tell you something. I've been sitting back learning these words, and I feel like I could be on stage for him.
You gonna be his backup dancer?
Ain't no damn backup dancer. I want to be the hype girl, but I also want to fill in when he rapping.
Wait, what?
Yeah. But you gonna, I think I carry it.
You trying to be his, like, do ad-libs while he performing?
Yeah, do ad-libs. But also, like, kind of chime in, you know, like when he's saying some bars and some lines. See, I can do that.
Ari been thought she was a gangster. Like, for all these years, she's always been gangster Ari. Y'all don't know that part of her, but
that's the
part I know.
Let them know. They don't know that part of me.
Gangster Ari.
Yeah, I be in my own little world. Nah, but I definitely want to get into that track.
It's a
fire track. You're going to hear it, and you're just going to rock out to it. I just can't wait to do my video.
Let's see what it's about, man. I Got the Bag. NBA Youngboy, man. The Ari Diaz Show. Lil Taj, Ari Diaz. We up here.
Yeah,
at the Ari Diaz, at DJ Lil Taj right now, baby. Brand new Youngboy, never broke again. Let's go.
Know that I fuck with that. Shout out around in a new man. You know I stay loaded off codeine and Zan. I got the bag, I ain't showing my hand. I take your hoe and put her in the lane. I got the extra Martin lifting up. And I got that pay the money running up. And one diamond, two diamond, I'm double, they flooded up. Had to spend me a bag for the ride to shit. Cut off the money, I find him, she lying. You know my criteria resemble a dealer. You know I spread on until I can spend them. You know for a fact that I'm taking a dime. Big diamond like crystal, I know shit wanna. Don't like when I ditch it, it's short it too tempting. Turn up on these nigga one notch, I do double or double. I done ran up my M's, they know I fuck it up. Chase that money real fast, run it up, stack it up. Hit the crib and make bacon, it long like a bus. I can't settle for one, all these hoes I done fuck. Been a chick on AP, one for her and for her. Got my feet looking like that, I sponsor cigar. And you know that it's tough, that's a Montclair puff. Bitch, you know I'm a thug. Chill all day, bet the back's up mine. Don't care what type of nigga that the last dude. And I ain't really even trying to trip about the girl. Fuck with her, I give her money up and now I blew a dub. 20 ball came from the issue that I paid for the case. Cause the court got a case on us. Don't care what they said, they can't X out us. Louis straight from New York, been the one since the start. This a rich nigga, huh? Had to spend me a bag for the rock. She cut off the money, I find him, she lying. You know my criteria resemble a dealer. You know I spread on until I can spend them. You know for a fact that I'm taking her down. Big diamond like crystal, I know shit one. Don't like when I ditch it, it's short, it's too tempting. Turn up on these nigga one notch, I do double or double up. Bought a watch, I don't know why I started. From the start, I just knew that she ain't gon' be hard. From the back, let me hit it, she know I recorded her. And that Bentley feel special when inside. And you know that McLaren don't get drove for nothing. I'm gon' forever live with my name down. I'm gon' stack up that money forever, yo. Shorty hold it down for her nigga, and you know that I fuck with that. Shout it right round in a new man. You know I stay loaded off codeine and Zan. I got the bag, I ain't showing my hand. I take your hoe and put her in the lane. I got the extra Martin lifting up. And I got that pay the money running up. And one diamond, two diamond, I'm double deck flooded up.
You see it. Bring it up, bring it up. You locked into the Ari Diaz Show.
Let's go.
With Ari and DJ Taj. It's booming live.
Fire.
We back.
Fire.
Back.
Fire. Anything YB, it's for me. I'm sorry. Like, I go crazy. I go hard when it comes to his song, his music. That's what I said. I'm going to be on stage and I'm going to be rapping with him.
It's funny for me because I got mixed feelings about Youngboy. Like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I rock with it heavy, and sometimes I'm just like, all right. Like, I be switching up a little bit with him.
You know what it is? Like, for me, even I would say, like, what, 3 years ago, I really wasn't rocking with him. Like, I just didn't listen to his music. Not that I didn't like it, I just didn't listen to it. And then one day, it was somebody that I was talking to, and they were talking about Youngboy and, you know, how they support music, how they like his music. And they had played the Genie song. And I really didn't listen to that song fully. And when they played it for me, you know, like when you hear music and you really don't pay attention to it that much. But then you hear it again and you actually hear the song. It just hit. It stuck with me. And that's when I started researching, looking up songs. And I just became attached to his music. So every now and then, yeah, there's going to be songs like you're not going to like from your favorite artist all the time. But however, he does have a lot of great songs. He has a good collection of music.
You know what? Shout out to Young Boy. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play you the one song that's been my joint from him for years. This is my favorite NBA Young Boy. Is it NBA Young Boy or Young Boy NBA? I be seeing it both ways, different ways. What is it?
I think we just gonna keep it both ways. I mean, at this point, I believe it's Young Boy.
Yeah, but I be saying
NBA Young Boy.
I say NBA Young. That's what I say, NBA Young Boy. But I be saying,
yeah, that's what I say,
Young Boy, and then the rest. You know what I'm saying? Maybe for copyright issues,
some people
do that.
They look at it as because it stands for Never Broke Again. So it's like Young Boy Never Broke Again.
Yeah, so I guess I think what happened is with that is also for trademark reasons, I think he had to flip it around a little bit.
Yeah. So, I believe so.
Let's get it to, I'm not even gonna say the name of the song. Y'all should all know what song this is. Y'all heard this NBA Youngboy in the track. I don't know if Ari, she says she's an NBA Youngboy fan, so let me see if she know about this right here.
Man, let's see.
Well, she don't know it. She don't know it.
Nah, this is a classic. How can I not?
Oh, wow, she over here shazamming it. All right, hold on. Let's get it, baby.
Trying to hide from the camera. I ain't going outside today. Couldn't find our tape. So I'm drinking on egg today. I'm going to put up my style. We're going to do a drive-by in the rain. I'm going to take it to trial. Pray the Lord, I beat the case. That man be calling, I don't do no talk. So get the fuck out of my face. Got her taking a chopper with $100,000 up in the rain. Slipping, you know that I'm with it. I shoot him right up in his face. Bow. Three say that I'm tripping, you know that I'm dripping. I'm wrecking serenity. I just bought a brand new watch from God. I ain't put it on yet. I don't care about no bitch. I ain't giving a shit. Spend it all on my homies. I could put on my son from my car to my house. Everything I own it. When they come to that money, you know I ain't staying. I be on it. I just got a pet monkey. Cast out on a tiger, but really don't want it. My son don't like it. He say that we beeping, you know I won't fight him. My clip full of thunder, you know that I strike. Wanna join NBA, go catch you a bite. Free Kevin Gates is a metaphor for hire. Double G gang on the front of my title. I rid of my Glock and I bought me a ride. Tryna hide from the camera. I ain't going outside today. Couldn't find that tech. So I'm drinking on egg today. I'ma put up a style. We gon' do a drive-by in the rain. I'ma take it to trial. Pray the Lord I beat the case. I jump out at your house, I ain't shoot from the cone. Ben bought me a bitch, but I really don't want. I don't do no cap and I keep it 100. Right now I'm recording with 10,000 on. He say he won't smoke, but I know he don't want. Shoot him and his bitch and I up on his home.
I'm gonna eat these shrimps today.
Nah.
I'm gonna eat these shrimps today. Yo, this.
Nah, bad. You gotta get fired.
My bad. I'm sorry. It's just. It's a vibe to that. Sorry. I didn't mean to do
it. He look like he in heaven right now, y'all. Y'all don't even see.
Yo, when I tell you that food just now was just hitting different, it made me enjoy the song so much more. For real.
No, if y'all see his face right now, he looks so happy. Like, he's just vibing. So pleased right now.
Vibing. Oh my god. Vibing.
Nah, but you know, people been outside this week. Like sort who? Of Cardi B, Nicki Minaj. Have you been seeing?
Yo, they've been in New York City at the same time. One was in Brooklyn, one was in the BX at the same exact time.
No, was she in Brooklyn or Queens? She probably
Queens. Yeah. Nicki was in Queens. You're right.
Yeah, Nicki was in Queens and Cardi was in the BX. Yeah. Yeah, they had the city going up. I'm not even gonna lie. Well, what I hate is when people try to pin them against each other. Whether they have a disliking to each other, like anything that they do, just because she's outside doesn't mean she's copying her to be outside. Definitely killed it. The looks and all, like they had the energy in their videos, like they look really good.
They went crazy.
How it sounded good. So I can't wait for the visuals to come out for the both of them. Nicki Minaj and Fabio, they have a track right now called We Go Up. I believe he's releasing his album. I want to say it's this Friday. It's April 8th.
Oh yeah, that's this Friday. You're right.
Title Bible.
You're right.
Yeah, so he's releasing his album. Shout out to him. It's featured from Nicki, Koi, Chloe Bailey, Kanye West, ASAP Rocky. The list goes on.
Oh,
so,
you just said
I look forward to seeing that. He really came up.
You just said Chloe. You know what? Let's play this song. I got a conversation for you after this. I got to ask you something. All right? We're going to go into this right now. Nicki Minaj, 504, We Go Up. Brand new right here. It's a movie. We got a lot to talk about after this song, Ari.
I don't lend on this day. Funeral. Start the service. Say my name. Make them
nervous.
These bitches are salty, I give them pressure. These bitches are salty, pass me the pepper. These bitches be jacking me like the rapper. I am a hustler, I can sell water to flipper. I know they teabagging bitches is testy. Get you a vacuum, bitches is messy. Let's see. After all of that surgery, you are still ugly. Now that is what gets me. This shit ain't new to me, shit is just new to y'all. I wish a bitch would upon a shooting star. You thought you witnessed my final coup de grace. Look up, we shooting stars. Sitting in the back of the Benz and my feet go up. Bitches don't come outside when the beef go up. But I love the way they mob when we roll up. These bitches bums, when I see them, they make me throw up. I wish a bitch would spin, I'm like, please show up. When you talk to me, please don't bring a cheap hoe up. You keep talking about a bitch for the streets, grow up. Cause you the type to say that shit and knock a freak hoe up. Ugh. I'm about to make you regret you chose me as an enemy, bitch. Southside Jamaica, we mobbing them bricks, so pull up with them blicks. Some of the best shooters out of New York, they don't play with the Knicks. Hey, yo. That ain't 5 year foreign, that's Barbie new foreign. Beats, nah, it ain't Reebok. We back on that Ewok. Percocets got a detox. Firearms gon' get restocked. Shooters hitting that G-spot. Bitches imitate, please stop. Suck his dick like a freeze pop. First he gotta get me top. Louis bag, all that Louis bag, more colorful than a peacock. Weak niggas gotta get the boot, gotta get the boot with no treetop. He was like, who that shit?
Oh, she talking spicy in this song.
I could beat one the way covered and still giving sexy. I know they sleeping on me, bitches got epilepsy. I don't do coke, little bitch, I don't even do Pepsi. Let's see. How you don't like me, but trying to do everything like me? That is what gets sitting in the back of the Benz and my feet go up. Bitches don't come outside when the beats go up. But I love the way they mob when we roll up. These bitches bums, when I see them, they make me throw up. I wish a bitch would spin, I'm like, please show up. When you talk to me, please don't bring a cheap hoe up. You keep talking about a bitch for the streets, grow up. Cause you the type to say that shit and knock a freak hoe up.
Yeah, look, on the drone, I make it look good to you. I tell my shooter to bully you. Yeah, that nigga gon' kill you as soon as I look at you. I never say what I wouldn't do. Open the door and I shoot out the bulletproof. I'm with a baddie, she love the aggression. I'm with a demon, he wanna get wrecked. I'm showing him growth and I'm teaching him lessons. I watch how I'm moving cause I'm the investment. Fuck all night and I go and get breakfast. I don't do paperwork or confessions. I don't do internet shows or texting. Shoot up the party, that's sending a message. Them niggas started us. Bulletproof was like a guarded truck. Ain't no Blicky with me, I got Nikki with me and she Barbie'd up. If we see him, we shooting the party up. We ain't squashing, so don't try to sorry us. I got rich friends and they be Rory'd up. If they want to, they shooting the guard be up. Fabi, spazzin', two shows, backin', Fendi, fashion, Fendi, love, I put your brains on a napkin, not till my demons don't whack him. My nigga died, then that nigga died. Look, I don't even know how it happened.
Rolls truck and my feet go up. Bitches don't come outside when the beef go up. But I love the way they mob when we blow up. Bums, when I see them, they make me throw up. I wish a bitch would spin, I'm like, please show up. When it come to queen sleeves, all the fees go up. I said we out, you can't breeze with us. And my wrist always on ice, time freeze, it's us.
Yeah, you see it.
Bring it up, bring it up.
Locked into the R.E.D.I. show.
Let's go.
With R.E. and DJ Touch. It's boominglive.com.
Whoa.
I didn't even hear the full song until now. I like it.
Yeah, that's my first time actually hearing the song in general.
Yeah, it's nice. I've heard, of course, the snippets, but I haven't heard the full song. But that's cool. I could rock with it.
She was talking spicy.
She was. Now, what did we have to talk about that was so important?
Oh, you mentioned Chloe Bailey. So It just made me think about the sisters, because you know her sister, Haley Bailey, right? And it's crazy because recently I didn't know that. Hey, okay, which one got the songs with Gunna? Is that Haley or Chloe?
He's so confused, y'all. It's Chloe.
All right, so Chloe's the one that's kind of low key with Gunna, just low key, right?
Right, allegedly.
Allegedly, uh-huh. And then Haley is what, DDG?
Yeah.
Yo, when did that happen? Like I literally just seen that. On the gram.
Boy.
Yo, am
you
I late?
Be on the internet?
When did this happen? Because I could have swore he was just with the other skinny light skinned girl. You know what I'm talking about too.
Bing bong.
You know what? Anyways, I don't want to give a wrong time frame, but I've been seeing them together, like posted together for like 2 months. So I don't know if they've been together longer than that, maybe three. But as far as I know, because, you know, they have the shave room, right? But uh-huh. then they also have the shave room teens. And right. usually you'll see them on the shave room teens when it comes to YouTubers and kind of like, you know, people around our age or a little younger. Yeah. You'll see them, yeah. you know, on the shave room teens.
Man, I don't know. I just know I just happened to go on the gram and then I seen them. And I was just like, hold up. I thought it was like something fake for a second. And I guess I'm the only one that's late in the world. I just now found out about this. But I could have swore DDG is with the light skinned girl though. You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
What's her name? About. I can't remember her name. What is her name?
Are you talking about Ruby?
Ruby Rose. And then
nah, but she just posted up with TJ.
I'm about to see, it's getting spicy, getting real toxic up here tonight. That's exactly where I'm about to go with this. Listen, we're gonna talk about this right now because I could have swore Ruby Rose and TJ was together before, right?
Right.
And didn't Ruby Rose and Chinese Kitty get into like some type of beef or something over TJ?
That I know that there was like a going back and forth on social media.
Right.
About like it was I want to say 2 years, a year ago, maybe.
Yeah, right. Possibly. Like probably like around a pandemic time, probably.
Yeah. It was around that time, like they were going back and forth. I don't know. For the most part, I know that fans be wilding stuff up. Like, I know that half of that comes from the fans and people in the comments, trolls, just talking crazy. And then that leads to the actual person, the celebrity, whoever it may be, artist responding. Right. And then, you know, it's just subs being thrown and now it's a whole cat fight. So, well, yeah.
Shout outs to my girl, Chinese Kitty out here. You know, I rock with her heavy. But listen, man, shout the Lotto, man. 21 Savage, another couple. I'm hearing allegedly, right?
Allegedly, but I don't know.
You don't think that's real?
I don't know. I don't see. I could be just.
I keep saying that all over the internet.
I don't see Lotto with 21.
That's what I thought, the same thing. But apparently, the whole world knows something that we don't, because it seemed like it's a thing that everybody know about. Like Lotto and 21 is low key together.
Hey, I mean, if she is and they are, kudos to them. But, you know, shout out to Lotto, though. I really love Lotto. I love her music. I love her vibe. I love her style.
She's fine.
You know, I like that she doesn't care. She don't give a... She's authentic. She speaks her mind. You know, I know recently, we were talking about this cruel world. They were bashing her because of her weight. They were bashing her because of her weight and saying that she looks fat and just using all these bad terms, you know, to describe her. And you know how people are over the internet. Like, they'll be sitting over there looking like a bag of potatoes and talking about you.
Right.
That's like, true. I know you're not talking about me. It's just a bunch of trolls, you know. And it sucks because you know how it mentally affects someone. And we talk about this all the time, like the way people bash each other and they go at each other and they go at people for no reason. They don't even know them and they feel a need and they're so comfortable to say the worst things to an individual. Like, you're not even happy with yourself. You're mad and miserable. For one, you spent your time making a fake email address, or whether it was through your real page, to sit there and to type under somebody's picture or talk to tweet them. You took the time out of your day
to
go and do that.
Preach, like, to them.
Weird. And you followed them. Like, how weird is that? Like, you need psychological help.
See, I should never got Ari in her bag because she can continue this conversation all night.
I feel that.
She got that.
And you over here hyping me up talking about
you wouldn't stop. You kept going too.
Listen, yeah, man. I kept going. I don't care. Yo. But it's true though. Like, for people to be so cruel in this world and so judgmental when they're not even, like, they're broken individuals themselves.
Right.
You know, but shout out to her. She's beautiful. I love her body type.
Yo, shout out to Lotto.
She must be killing to even get her body type.
And I'm going to confirm with y'all right now. I'm a person who know Lotto personally. And I can tell y'all, her weight is not an issue. You know what I mean? That's not me hitting on her, by the way. That's I got love for Lotto. Like, I know her. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Stay in your place.
I'm staying in my lane. You know what I mean? Lotto, I love you. You know that. But nah, she's a beautiful person. You know what I mean? And she got a beautiful heart. Mm-hmm. And she's a good person. Like I said, I know her. When people see her and how real she is in her interviews and all that, that's her for real, for real. Like, she's not acting for the gram, for the internet. I knew her before she was this Lotto that everybody know. You know what I'm saying? She's always been doing her thing, right, too. Even when she was as Miss Mulatto. But shout out to her. And right now, we're going to get into her new song right now, featuring 21 Savage, her allegedly boyfriend. It's called Willie.
You're so bad.
Had to throw that out there real quick, man. All right. Willie right now, man. Lotto. Let's get to this right now. BoomerLive.com. The Aries Diaz Show's a Wednesday night. DJ Todd, Aries Diaz, we up here. Let's go.
Pop it like a Willie. Hop on top and I go silly. Pretty tight and sticky. Fuck him once, he won't forgive me. Wait. Bust it like the blicky. If I fuck around and leak the tape, I win an Emmy. Pop it like a willy, hop on top and I go silly. Pretty tight and sticky, fuck him once, he won't forgive me. Wet, bust it like the blicky. If I fuck around and leak the tape, I win an Emmy. Slop on my cat, bet this nigga met his match. Take his phone before I throw it back, nigga, this ain't that. Check in with me, I love a sneaky link. He ain't eat the pussy right if he ain't had to change the sheets. I love when he wear the gray sweats in that print show. Nah, I ain't tryna have it seen, but this pussy water make the beard grow. Cook for him like a housewife, then fuck him good like a nympho. Pay the rent in the car note, he invest in me like crypto. Tell me just how much you need me. Pay them walls like I'm graffiti. Working back me, double see me. He ain't tricking, go Houdini. Poof, legs to the roof. Hit it in the coop. Slur me like I'm soup. Pussy pink, honey's blue. Pop it like a willy. Hop on top and I go silly. Pretty tight and sticky. Fuck him once, he won't forgive me. Wet. Bust it like the blicky. If I fuck around and leak the tape, I win an Emmy. Pop it like a willy. Hop on top and I go silly. Pretty tight and sticky. Fuck him once, he won't forgive me.
Heavy hitter.
I said, push it, click, click. Yeah, pop up on the up it, watch it, click, click. Yeah, push it, click, click. Yeah, pop up on the up it, watch it, click, click. Yeah, want a bad bitch like me, keep on wishing, baby. Bust it open, face, you got to kiss it, baby. Yeah, want another, I go fishing, baby. Yeah, I never let these broke ass fix me, baby. Yeah, I hop on top and ride that, I get lazy. Get the soak it wet, it's dripping like the Navy. Yeah, I call him Big Daddy, he call me Lil Baby. They know I'm the, I need some tissue, baby. Hey, holla, holla, holla. All these diamonds different color, color, color. I done ran up all these comma, comma, commas. Eat the cookie like another butter, butter. Lick the like just fella, la, 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 la. Island T, she a Bahama, mama, mama. Do whatever for a dollar, dollar, dollar. Gucci snake up on my collar, collar, collar. That never get up with my number. Push it, click, click. Yeah, pop up on the up and watch it, click, click. Yeah, push it, click, click. Yeah, pop up on the up and watch it, click, click. I said, push it, click, click. Yeah, pop up on the up and watch it, click, click. Yeah, push it, click, click. Yeah, pop up on the up and watch it, click, click.
Yo, nice woman Barbie. Hey, did my pink Bob Marley. I got a whole army as Charlie. Pull up with a killer, he the Joker, I'm Harley. Miss Unchunky Barbie. Me Onika Tanya. All these PR stunts, but you ain't for 30 Kanya. Fresh two, guess who? Drip need a wetsuit, one and a two. Give a fuck about the next few. Step one, force me, there won't be a step two. Come through with some bitches that's bad, they gon' step two. Ain't tryna pop, ain't the next boo. Don't run up in my DM, RIP the X2. Check who? Niggas that really spin your block, the queen send a text through. Texting with Jeff Bezos. About to cop new Draco. Ops is on the block, we bout to spin it like tornadoes. I'm about to put some Louis seats inside my limbo. You know you bad when you can post from any angle. Said he upgraded, LOL, did you really? But I just turned Mr. Paddock in the rich and millie. Hold up, all these diamonds different color, color, color. I'm the leader, bitch, follow, follow, follow. I created this shit, tala, tala, tala.
Rap is making sing
la, 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 la.
Push it, click, click. Yeah, pop up on the up and watch it, click, click. Yeah, push it, click, click. Yeah, pop up on the up and watch it, click, click.
Yeah, you see.
Bring it up.
Locked into the Ari Diaz Show.
Let's go.
With Ari and DJ Taj. It's boominglive.com.
Oh, yeah.
Watch it blip, blip.
How you feel about that song?
It's catchy.
Yeah, it's catchy.
It's catchy. Like, it's one of those songs where you have to listen to a couple of times and then you just start.
Just pick up on you.
Singing a song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. Shout out to Coyle Ray, Nicki Minaj. Yo, Nicki doing her thing. She got everybody's song.
Yeah, she just came out of the woodworks and just started
going
dropping,
crazy.
Doing features, showing love to people. Yeah, she outside.
Shout
I guess everybody
Queens,
has a
man.
Moment.
New York City's on the move,
on
man.
The map.
They on the map right now, they're, man.
They're really on the map where the people fight with each other, don't like each other. They really moving out here. Like, they doing their thing. I'm happy. I'm proud of my city, you know?
I gotta say like this.
Everybody kind of coming together, you know, yeah. To work and make things happen. So, it's good for the city.
I gotta say this, though. Shout out to New York City. You know, they doing their thing right now. Shout to Jersey doing their thing right now. Got the club and TikTok on smash right now. Like, I think,
and Philly.
Yeah, I'm about to say Jersey and Philly got it on smash right now. Like, I feel like Jersey and Philly is the hottest on TikTok right now, straight up. Like, it's just it got that whole
Ooh.
App in a frenzy.
You seen my video?
which one?
You try to be funny. Don't get jumped. Listen, I did a TikTok video. It was to, it's this new artist. His name is Dooley. I want to say D-U-L-U.
What is it?
He just released this track. It's like a Philly
Wait, what's it,
jersey.
What's his name?
Dooley.
Mm.
Yeah. He just released this track. I want to say, I don't know if it's back to back. I don't want to say the title wrong, but it's fire though. So I heard it, of course, on TikTok, and I see kids doing their dance. You know, I'm an auntie now. I'm TT now. So I had to get my little hips together and try to shake it. I did good.
Now you did your thing. I seen it. I watched it twice. I watched it twice. Two times. Not one, but two times.
I like the amount of likes, and you know how on your insights you can see when people send it off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sent out a lot. So I want to know if they was praising me or making fun of me.
Now you want to know who sent it, right?
Now I want to know who sent it. Like, what's up?
I'll be wanting to know, like, when people send certain things, like, what are they saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, like, telling them, let me know. This is my post. I want to know what was said.
Right. Listen. Every DS shows a Wednesday night, man. We appreciate y'all rocking with us once again. Another dope episode. I think next week we might have an artist up here with us. I don't know who we're gonna have up here yet, but next week is going down. Same time, same place, 11 p.m. Shout to the cookie hype man Ricky blowing our phones up right now. He's always locked in. And he
being
went on,
annoying.
And he went on our show last week. I ain't gonna say nothing about that, but he was supposed to go on our show last week.
Listen, when I see him, and I know he listening, when I see him, he about my height anyway, probably a little smaller. I'm going to jump him.
That's a fact. We're going to both jump him.
That's fine. You get his legs. put him in the
I'm going to get his little mohawk. Just grab his little mohawk and throw him.
Not his little mohawk.
You know, he love that mohawk. You know what I mean? Listen,
nah,
man.
Can you locate that song? I need you to find that song for me.
Which one?
The artist that I'm telling you about from Philly.
You gotta tell me that. You gotta tell me how to at least spell a name.
I did. You not listening to me. You see, this is
right.
This is regular with me and him.
Spell it right
it's
now.
D-U-L-U. Yeah.
Dulu.
Dulu. Yeah.
And what's the name of the song?
It's like back
from
to,
the back.
Back to back.
Is it from the back?
From the back. Oh. It's like a. If you see it, it's a purple. Kind of
this it?
Flyer looking cover. No.
Oh yeah, let's turn her down then. Wait, that is it. Beat it up and I'm back again. That's
Tell
it, right?
I wanna slash again. I might blow out her back again. Yeah, calling me over and over like, can we be friends?
Nah,
again?
This okay. is a different one.
Okay. Yeah.
But that sound was it went viral too, I think.
From the back. Oh, you know what? You might be talking about this right here. I think I got you. All right, let's go back down. Let's try this one. Let's try this again.
I'm gonna hurt y'all.
That's it.
Yep.
Because I can tell this song you will listen to. That's why I know.
Fire.
Turn around, spin that ass like a merry-go-round. Do my dance while I'm taking you down. You want him around, so don't make a sound. Ain't no need to be running, babe. We gon' take that shit all the way. We gon' take that shit all the way, girl, you know. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Don't turn around. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Don't turn around. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Don't turn around. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Don't turn around.
That's fire.
You like that?
I had to cut it down because we gotta go to commercial break in like any second now.
Nah, but it's a vibe though. It makes you want to dance. It's a feel good song.
It
so
is
shout
a vibe.
Out to him.
We're gonna bump that after we get off the air, man. It's the Ari Diaz show. Hit us up on Instagram right now at the Ari Diaz at DJ Lil Taj. You know, we're gonna be back up here next week, same time. Ari, let them know what time we're gonna appear next week.
Yeah, and just make sure y'all tune in and y'all tap in with us. You know, we're always looking at our DMs, always looking for new music, new sounds. You know, let us know that you're listening, you're supporting. We show love back all the time. Yeah, just tap in with us next week.
Let's go, man. It's the Ari Diaz show. Lil Taj, Ari Diaz. We're gonna end it with this Miami artist. Her name Mello Rax, man. That's Young Money, new artist. Lil Wayne, Cash Money, and we call this one What I Want. All right, let's get to the for the ladies right now, man. This is a ladies' night show too. Ari Diaz, let's go.
She says she don't f*** with me, it's cause she came. I've been stepping on
DJ Todd. Back that up on a real nigga, gon' do whatever for me. Back that cash out, that Louis Sack gon' give whatever to me. I'm that bitch, buy me what I want, trick. I'm that bitch, give me what I want. Let's go. What I want, buy me Saint Laurent. You ain't a boss, Louis V, call me the Don. No flash, bitch, I got my points on. 300 on a rich, he got my money on. I want any, each, and every, each of everything in here. I hit any beach in every season, Zaza in a lair. Could give a fear how you feel, bust a richer meal. Okay. 100 for the pendant on my chain, don't need no deal. You just do what you can, but I'ma do what I want. I run it up in a Benz, so I'ma make back the truck. Okay. You niggas giving a damn, I'm never giving a f-.
Never.
I never asked for him.
Yeah.
I got the shit out the mud. Back that up on a real nigga, gon' do whatever for me. Back that cash out, that Louis Sack gon' give whatever to me. I'm that bitch, buy me what I want, trick. I'm that bitch, give me what I want.
Bring it up, bring it up.
You locked into the Ari Diaz show.
Let's go, go.
With Ari and DJ Taj. It's boominglive.com.
Still want you, still. I know, still, I know.
Boy, I love you on your worst day. Still see you how I saw you on the first day. Even though there's times that we ain't seen eye to eye. Can't imagine spending holidays or birthdays without you. In a moment I leave, I miss being around you. And I know you mean well, I never ever doubt you. Yeah, we've been through some hell, but I still care about you. Still crazy about you. And I know all that they hoping and praying on the downfall. Praying on the downfall. And when I see you walk away, satisfied until we break up. Hate it when we make up. Yeah, yeah. They hate our love. Want to see us fall. They wanna see us fall. They be hating on us, wishing we would fall. Can't let them see us fall. Every other day is a different story. Said he seen you out in public, what a different shorty. Said you with me for the clout and you don't really love me. While we sitting here laughing at all these fucking dummies. I don't get it, we stay out the way and stack our money. Take vacations and make sure the kids ain't lacking nothing. Throwing shade, but on this island shit it's real sunny. Wouldn't trade it for nothing,
and I know that they
hoping and praying on a downfall.
only thing that ever came between us was distance. Only thing you ever asked from me is to keep it consistent. We've been working on communication, and I learned it's not just how you talk, though, it's how you listen. I can't be worried about mentions. Fuck who ain't us, they could take how they wanna take it. Trying to break a happy home up while we renovated. Niggas be irritated, they wish we would end it, but they wasn't there at the beginning. They wasn't there when your bro died, and the pain felt never ending. Buying that been cemented. Fuck you on the wall, the only time you was pinned against me. Help organize my life before you, it was a crash site. Could see my future with you, cause I met you in the past. Like me and more. Can't think of anything in the world that I'm needing more. It's that grandparents rocking chair, fall in love, never need a divorce. In fact, I ball with you, only time that we needed a court. You need me, I'm needing you more.
They hate all of us.